Unlike the N-termini, which are consistently basic, the C-termini of the 8-histone monomers have amino acid sequences that are markedly inconsistent from subunit to subunit. Thus, some of the C-termini are laden with basic amino acid residues, whereas others have very few. And still others are so short that there's almost no point in even making mention of their amino acid sequences. Here are the C-termini of the H3 pair of subunits, the white-colored H3A and the yellow H3E. Recall how remarkably long the N-termini of these subunits were. Now look how remarkably short are the C-termini. Restated in terms of amino acid count, the N-termini of fully intact H3 chains are 63 residues in length, whereas the C-termini, shown here, are a mere 4 residues in length, barely long enough to even append a label to in this view. Next are the H4 C-termini, namely the red-colored H4B and the brown-colored H4F. The H4 C-termini are also short, but not quite as short as those of H3. Unfortunately, the H4 C-termini are difficult to see from this angle. Not to worry, however, we shall be seeing them clearly later when we look at the subunits individually.